Thank you for joining me at the Empowering C-Sections podcast with Barefoot Mama. This is episode 0, where I'm going to explain what this podcast is all about. Hello, belly birth warriors, and welcome to your tribe. My name is Kimberly Barfus, and I blog over at barefootmama.com. That's bear as in the animal, grr, not wearing no shoes. So, barefootmama.com. Barfus, also pronounced Barfus, is Swiss German for bear paw or barefoot, hence why the animal is featured on my blog name and my logo. So, the mission of this podcast is to empower C-section moms by getting real and sharing their inspiring birth stories. Usually, most C-section stories start out as unwanted C-sections or unplanned C-sections. Either the mom finds out late in their pregnancy that their baby is breech, or that they have placenta previa, or the doctor tells them that their baby is too big, and so they have a C-section. In my case, I went into labor with my first two babies, and I was failure to progress, and they told me that my baby was too big the first time, and the second time my baby was in distress, and they told me my placenta had aged. So both of those were C-sections. So I had traumas from both C-sections, and they were so different. The first one was more emotional because I was totally blindsided by my first C-section, and the second C-section was more physical trauma, because my body reacted very poorly to the medications I was given before and during my C-section. So this podcast is meant to be a community for women who have had C-sections and help them know that they're not alone. When I had my first C-section, I felt so alone, and I felt like I had failed as a mom. I felt like my body had failed me. Especially after my second C-section, I felt I lost all trust in my body because I felt like it just couldn't do it, and that I felt so lost as a mom, even though I loved my children. And that's one thing that we will talk a lot about on this podcast, is you can love your children and still grieve your birth. Like, those emotions are not mutually exclusive. This podcast does not praise C-sections. It does not encourage moms to get C-sections. C-sections are a huge, as you all know, if you're listening to this, they're a huge major abdominal surgery. And that's a big deal when you're trying to take care of a newborn baby or two or three or more. And so even if you've had one C-section, that does not mean you need more. You can always try for a vaginal delivery if circumstances are normal. But this podcast is also not a VBAC podcast. There's already a fantastic VBAC podcast out there, so you are welcome to go and listen to that one if you are looking for VBAC. But this is for cesarean support, for moms who have had C-sections, feel lost, feel traumatized or guilty or shame. And if they're told, oh, you picked the easy way out, we all know that C-sections are definitely not the easy way out. You know what's easy? Being in labor for 5 days, pushing that baby out, and being able to immediately laugh with no pain, and get out of bed with no pain, and walk around without being hunched over, and then, you know, healing from the 3 tears 6 weeks later. Like, no big deal. Because that's what happened to me with my third baby. But with C-sections, lots of moms go into labor for hours and hours and hours, and then once they're exhausted or just emotionally to their breaking point, it's decided that they need a C-section, and then they get sliced open, pulled apart, baby gets shoved out, and then they get sewn or stapled back up, and then they have months and years of recovery, and then you never ever feel the same. So I am always looking for inspirational women to share their birth stories and to help empower those who are going through this for the first time, or even just going through this and need some support in a sense of community. You can also join us on my Facebook group. It's called Empowering C-Sections with Barefoot Mama. And if you really want to support the podcast, please make sure to leave a review for the podcast on Apple iTunes, Podbean, Google Play, or whatever your preferred podcast listening medium is. Because the more traction we create with this podcast, the more women we will reach and the more help that they will get. I want to help as many women as possible because there are literally millions of women a year just in the United States of America who are getting surgeries, and like 90% of them or more are unplanned, unexpected, and lots of them unnecessary. So let's get the word out. And if you want to support the podcast directly, then you can head over to our Patreon account. The link should be on the sidebar or in the show notes. So our Patreon account, you can either sign up as a monthly contributor or just as a one-time contribution. And I'm very grateful for all you guys do. Check out the blog for all the blog posts that I already have up, like stitches versus staples and diabetes and how gestational diabetes leads to C-sections and all that good stuff. So there's also a C-section hospital essentials bag checklist. And I have a 7-day gestational diabetes meal plan. It's not one of those, oh, and then eat leftovers for lunch. Like, that's ridiculous. I actually have, this is for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And they are, like, 21 unique meals. And I also have 14 or 15 different snacks. So, definitely a useful resource if you have gestational diabetes. Next time on the podcast, I will be sharing my 2 C-section birth stories. Thank you so much for listening to the Empowering C-Sections podcast. I will see you guys next time.